Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 1st. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's market and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 297 points today, 2.5% to 11,657, when Greece said without hint or preamble that it would put its budget-cutting plan up for a vote of its people. It was like setting off an airburst of uncertainty in financial markets. Greece's finance minister, among the many who've been kept in the dark, was hospitalized briefly today with abdominal pains. S&P 500 down 35 points, 2.8%. NASDAQ Composite down 77 points, 2.9%. The 10-year bond yield is down hard today to 1.96%. If Greece's ruling coalition does not topple first, the people of Greece will be asked to vote whether they want sweeping budget cuts and other reforms to stave off default. A referendum would be democracy in action, but the move blindsided European leaders, who thought Greek officials had already given solemn pledges to chop spending in return for a huge rescue package. Matthias Matis is a professor of political economy at both the Johns Hopkins and American universities. A no vote is likely, he says, given the history.
Yep, that was the case with Ireland twice. That was the case with France and the Netherlands over the constitution, and it's been the case with Denmark in 1992.
That suggests it'll be tough for the Greek government to get this one passed.
I think it's fair to say that this is not going to pass. I mean, they're going to want a better deal. And it's, in a way, a win-win situation for Papandreou. If they do say yes, it's the people's decision of the austerity and the pain. And if they say no, he can go back to France and Germany and say, listen, my people said no. How can you be against democracy? What else can you offer us? What do your people think?
This is one of those days where democracy seems almost incompatible with what the financial system seems to want.
Yeah, but that seems to happen ever more often these days.
But this throws into question the whole rescue package that was cobbled together last week.
Oh, completely. There's panic. There's panic in the markets. You see the bond prices soaring, the flight into safety again. And that's true for British, German and American bonds, but also panic in with political leaders. I mean, this is at the night of the G20 summit meeting where it was supposed to be not just about Europe anymore. Let's focus on the global rebalancing issues. And now this puts Europe and the inability of the Europeans to solve their own problems squarely front and center of that summit again.
Matthias Matis at Hopkins and AU. If Greece might not radically downsize its spending to pay back its debt, what about other countries with budget troubles? Interest rates for government bonds in Italy soared today, a sign of investors running away. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. At a time the Pentagon has to deal with new constraints on its budget during these austere times, there's word the private sector is spending a fortune on the battlefield. That private sector is in the form of video game players. California-based Electronic Arts says 5 million copies of its new game Battlefield 3 were sold around the world during the first week of sale. Fake war at $60 times 5 million sounds like the kind of economic stimulus that real war too often provides. To get more on Battlefield 3's numbers and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on EPM, American Public Media.